This is WUIS. I'm Jamie Dunn. Governor Bruce Rauner froze grants approved by former Governor Pat Quinn at the end of his term. Among that funding was $8 million for youth programs. Rhonda Gillespie joins us to talk about the effect of that freeze.
Rhonda, can you explain to us what kind of programs are missing out on funding right now?
The programs that were impacted as part of this grant cut, these were youth development grant programs, and the money was specifically to go towards jobs programs and types of vocational exposure programs for young people.
So are we talking about after-school programs? Are we talking about finding young people jobs? What are the kids that participate in this getting?
There was a combination of both. These were after-school programs, and they were geared towards getting them a job. Some of them could be placed at job work sites where they get live job experience, and some of them could have just gone through a job readiness program that would prepare them.
What's happened to these programs since the grant was frozen?
It has stopped the programs. The programs were either already underway or they were nearing the start, as was the case of like the Decatur Center that I spoke with as part of the story. They had already begun to collaborate with local painters' unions and to teach the young people the skill of painting walls as part of the construction industry. And they had already collaborated with local chefs who were exposing youth to the culinary industry. And once they got word that the grant had been frozen, they had to stop that.
So then what happens to the youth in, say, the Decatur program that you looked at for your story? Are they just out of luck or are they out of a job?
That is what I'm hearing from these organizations, that the heartbreak is breaking the news to the young people that the program does have to stop. They can't go forth because without that grant money, the organizations themselves don't have the money to keep the program running.
And a lot of these programs were being administered in the Chicago area. So, of course, some Chicago lawmakers are pretty frustrated that this money has been frozen. What are they looking to do about this? What are you hearing from lawmakers?
Well, what I did hear from lawmakers is that they were going to look into the legality of Governor Rauner freezing the money after it had been appropriated, after it had been signed by outgoing Governor Quinn, and just essentially Governor Rauner decided to freeze the funds. And then the organizations themselves have started campaigns to reach out to their legislators and even to contact the governor's office just to ask for the restoration of those funds.
So what's going to happen with this grant moving forward? What does the governor's office have to say about this whole thing?
Well, right now, the word that I got from Governor Rauner's administration is that this program, as well as other programs that were impacted by that freeze, he would be reviewing them likely on a case-by-case basis and review and see what can be done going forward.
But these youth programs have some competition for funding, don't they?
That's absolutely correct, Jamie. This program joins a number of other programs like the Court Reporters or even the child care reimbursement program, where they've just run out of money.
This youth program, the folks that you've talked to, why do they think it's important? And what is it doing beyond just getting kids work? What is it doing for the communities at large where this program is going on?
The people who run these programs, they say that there are measurable, there are tangible benefits to these types of programs, including keeping young people off of the streets, including keeping young people in safer environments, while also offering them skills that they can use in the future, skills that they can use to get jobs, to get better jobs, skills that could probably spark them, you know, to go into different career paths and things like that. So they are saying that these are measurable impacts these programs have on the youth.
Thank you, Rhonda. Rhonda Gillespie is a reporter for WUIS and Illinois Issues Magazine. I'm Jamie Dunn.